the fifth and final day of Spring Share-a-thon. The week has just blown by, but we've had so much fun renewing your hope, and I know my hope has been renewed as well. So we hope that you've heard something here in the last 4 days, and now the fifth and final day, this Faithful Friday, that has touched your heart. And if so, we would just ask that you take that as a prompting from the Holy Spirit that I need to invest in this, because we do. We invest in things that we believe in, things that we love, and you love Catholic Radio. So hop on the phone, 888-823-5286, or go online, MontredayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. I probably am a strange voice to some of you. I have come over from the Diocese of Boise from Salt and Light Catholic Radio, and it's been my tremendous pleasure to join my Monterey Radio family. This is my third share-a-thon that I've had the opportunity to help guest host, and we've just had a tremendous time together this week, Patrick.
We have had a blast. It has been so much fun, and it's hard to believe it's already Friday, but here we are. And what a day we have had so far with Sister Teresa and then with Bishop Smith. Some great nuggets there. And I just think it's going to keep getting better and better. All right. New hour, new challenge, new goals. We had a very, very generous benefactor from over in Forest Grove specifically offer a $4,000 match this honor for Father Tony. Father Tony Galati joining us. And we will match dollar for dollar up to $4,000 thanks to a very generous benefactor over in Forest Grove. So who's going to get the ball going? Let's double that first gift at 888-823-5286. We'll also double the gifts online, MontredayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app, but all the way to $4,000 this hour.
What portion can you take? All right. So remember, that is a straight match. That means that whether you give it all up front now with your pledge or you break it up over the next 6, 9, or even 12 months, we get that full match right up front here at Monterey Radio. Patrick's right. I feel like of all the past share-a-thons that we've done, this one's gone by so fast, and I just think that we have taken on a spirit of joy, a spirit of hope. This share-a-thon, renew your hope, and it's been fun because it feels like a little bit of a family reunion this week too, because our volunteers come in, and some of them we see just twice a year, and sometimes we have those family members that we don't get to see very often. But whenever share-a-thon comes around, they're right there, our good friends, to volunteer, to come on. Of course, we've had Dina Marie Hale, who was with Monterey Radio for so many years. She came on, shared an hour with us. We got to hear from our good friend David, and he was here for an hour. Of course, he and I did the morning blend for so many years together. And then, you know, we look at how Monterey Radio has been able to affect vocations in the Archdiocese. And of course, we are so excited joining us today, Father Tony Galati. We have to remind ourselves to add the Father because we're so used to saying Tony Galati. But Father, I would love to think that Monterey Radio had a big part of your vocation.
Oh, it had an enormous part, played an enormous part. You know, my life had been on a trajectory probably since 1984, just this upward growing closer to God over a long period of time. And I think one of the most foundational things in my life was actually coming to work here. It was just an amazing opportunity and an amazing experience. And anyway, I feel very, very blessed for the time that I was able to spend here.
How many share-a-thons over the years that you were with Monterey Radio did you participate in?
Well, I think
as executive director, I should say.
Yeah, as executive. Well, I didn't do any before I was executive director, I don't think. But I think I probably did 17 or 18.
Wow.
It was, and I lived for those share-a-thons. It was a lot of fun. The energy was great. The camaraderie is fantastic, and the miracles that happen during those weeks, just unbelievable.
I love it. It's Miracle Week. And you're right. We building up to it, it seems like, oh, all right, share-a-thon's coming around again. But then once we enter into this week, It is. It's just a time of joy to just be able to talk about our faith, to talk about our vocations that God calls all of us to, and to talk about the wonderful ministry that Mater Dei Radio is. For 34 years, our ladies' radio station.
In fact, every now and again, obviously as a priest now, I hear confessions. And when I hear confessions of people that are... it looks like they need a little bit more lift in their life. Sometimes I'll just say, for the next couple, 3 days, I'd like you to tune in to 88.3 FM. And that becomes the little penance.
888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Just the morning blend. That's the penance.
That's it.
888-823-5286 or MonterdeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And Brenda, you know, as a mom and now as a grandmother, but like if you're putting those holiday dinners, like if you're putting the Easter feast together and there's all that work that goes into it and it's over like that, it's same thing with Share-a-thon, the weeks, the months of preparation, and it's over in just 5 days. And this week has flown by, but all the stories that we've heard, and I've been really impressed by the number of priests that have said, my vocation to the priesthood came from Mater Dei Radio. So your gift today, which will be doubled this hour, by the way, who knows that ripple effect when you toss that stone into the water, that there's somebody out there listening this week during Share-a-thon that will become one of our next priests in the Archdiocese.
I love that idea because we don't know who that is. But what we do know is that if we didn't have Catholic radio in this area, we would not be able to reach the souls that God needs us to reach. I believe that Mary protects her radio station because there is somebody out there who needs to hear the message, that message of joy, the message of our Savior, the message that the battle has already been won. Bishop Peter said it was 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago was our Normandy, basically is what he said. And now we are just doing up the finish work.
Just mop up.
And it is a little bit difficult. Yeah, there are, as it was for them for that year until the end of the war. Well, we don't know how long this is, but we know that the battle is won. We are just here to do our part. What part can you do? Well, let us...
And the bells go ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
That's a big gift.
That's a big gift. That was a bell-ringing gift. Thank you so much.
And it's going to be doubled.
Right now. So no matter how they've broken up that gift... Well, it's already been doubled for Mater Dei Radio. Somebody out there appreciates you, Father Tony, and your vocation for
sure. Well, I appreciate them.
We'll get all of those thank yous. I have a feeling they're going to start rolling in here pretty quickly for Father Tony Galati joining us this hour of Spring Share-a-thon. Renew your hope. That's a kind of a hopeful sign, I think, Patrick, too, to have the bell ringing so early in this hour with Father Tony.
Well, it is very hopeful to hear that bell, but you know what's happened before is like all of a sudden it's like, well, they got it taken care of, and we don't. But we're off to a fantastic start this hour. We have got 1585 in to start the hour, 2415 to go, so a fast start, but we want to make it a strong finish, too, for Father Tony, because we're matching dollar for dollar all the way up to $4,000, thanks to that very generous benefactor giving us the whole amount for Father Tony this hour. Want to thank Therese in Portland, goes to St. Rita Parish. Thank you so much, Therese. Heard from Steve at St. Pius X here just over the hill here in Cedar Mills. Thank you, Steve, for your generosity. And online, we heard from Phil. Phil, thank you so much for getting in and all you've done for this ministry. We appreciate that. And finally, I think you're going to recognize this one, Father Tony. Bill and Jeannie in Star, Idaho.
I was wondering when that pledge was coming in. They wait for Father Tony.
They love Father Tony. So Bill and Jeannie, thank you.
I have to tell you a little story about Bill and Jeannie. When I went into the seminary, I had to give up a whole bunch of things. And one of the things I had to give up was my home. And so once I gave up my home, I never looked back. It was no big deal. But there are three things that I really miss about life before seminary. One of them is my gas stove. I love to cook.
I can appreciate that.
Another thing is yard work. I miss yard work an awful lot. But the third thing is Bill and Ginny. We used to get together on Friday afternoons and drink a beer or two, sometimes more. I just miss him so much. So anyway, thanks, Bill and Ginny. I love you both.
All right, that's where we stand. 1585 in, 2415 to go. Thanks, Bill and Jeannie. We miss Bill, too.
I see him every once in a while over in the Boise area, so that's been a tremendous gift that you've given to us, Father Tony, yeah. So thank you for...
Well, what are you going to give us now, then, if we're going to give you Bill and Jeannie?
I'm right here. I am right here. I think that's a pretty fair trade.
He's giving us all he's got.
Yeah. 888-823-5286. I think we're going to go to break a little bit early, just so you don't miss any of our fun conversation with Father Tony Galati. So during the break, make the call, 888-823-5286. Or you can go online, materdeiradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. Let's hear from you, please. 888-823-5286. It is the fifth and final day of Spring Share-a-thon. We call it Faithful Friday. Back with more on Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286 is the number to call. That's 888-823-5286. We heard the bell ring a little bit earlier in the hour, but we still have a long way to go. We have $4,000 worth of matching funds available to us, and we still have $2,415 to go to bring in the entire $8,000 this hour. We know the goals are going to continue to get bigger and bigger because this is the fifth and final day of Spring Share-a-thon. It's Faithful Friday. So we need to hit all of these goals. It's been a tremendously successful week. We've had so much fun, and we want to finish strong. We started fast. Let's finish strong this hour and for all of Spring Share-a-thon. 888-823-5286, or you can go online, materdeiradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. So, Patrick joining us once again here in the studio with an update.
Yeah, we are really zipping through this hour, and that generous benefactor who provided $4,000 matching dollar for dollar this hour in honor of Father Tony. And here are some gifts that we're going to be doubling up this hour. Thank you, Sharon. Sharon, thank you very much for all you do for us. Oh, my gosh. She is an angel. Sharon, thank you very, very much. Goes to Our Lady of the Lake in Lake Oswego. And online at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app, that is where Maureen made her gift from Hillsboro at St. Matthew Catholic Church in Hillsboro. So thank you for that online gift. And here's where we stand for the hour. We have got $2,385 that we've already doubled. $2,385 leaves us $1,615 to go on that dollar-for-dollar match between now and the top of the hour. So let us double your gift. We want to double it up on this Faithful Friday, 888-823-5286.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Of course, our Spring Share-a-thon theme being Renew Your Hope, and Father Tony Galati has joined us here in the studio. So when you hear that phrase, Father, you know, what does hope mean to you personally?
Hope. Wow.
Four little letters, but
four little letters.
It's huge.
You know, I was working on my homily for Sunday yesterday, and hope is all about the promises of Christ and hoping that we can realize everything that Christ has promised us. It's just unbelievable what he has promised us and what he's provided for us in that way. That's what hope is to me.
That's powerful. Yeah, we've heard so many stories over the past few days about what it's meant. We've heard all kinds of interesting analogies. We've heard it being an anchor. Earlier this morning, we heard hope being the little sister. So we've just been inspired by all these different analogies of what hope means to other people. So hopefully you've heard something this week, pun intended, I guess, to pick up the phone and call. We just heard the phone ring, but we have plenty of volunteers who have taken time out of their busy schedule this Friday morning to answer phones. They want to talk to you. There is a friendly voice waiting to speak with you now on the other side of 888 888- 833-523-5286, or you can always go online if that's more convenient for you. It's quick, easy, safe, and secure at moderndayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
I think the last time that I was able to listen to Frank Sinatra while being in the same room as Father Tony Gallotti is when we were both at Mount Angel together. And I want to be able to hear that again before you leave. So we can't put on Frank Sinatra unless you give us a very generous gift.
888-823-5286. That is the number to call. And we have been talking about hope. And I keep going back to Father Odo when he came in earlier this week. And he said, hope is like an anchor to God. We anchor ourselves to the Lord and we let him lead us where he wants to go. And I think about, you know, people who started this radio station 34 years ago, Our Lady's radio station, to pray the rosary. And you know what was wonderful about that initial foundation that they laid? They put no parameters on what God could do with the inspiration of Our Lady, she being our North Star. We said, this is her radio station, and we wanted to pray the rosary. So they used to do that on public radio until the public radio station said, no, you have no more time. So we said, all right, they're going to start a new radio station for Our Lady. And then that's when KBVM was born. And then they were able to take that radio station and turn it into online streaming. So that way, if you had access to the internet, you could get the stream. And then they said, well, let's see how far out we can reach. That's when KMME was born. And then we are able to put the app together, the Hail Mary Media app. Father Tony, you think about what this message is able to do, how far it can reach. The radio station, it reaches here in the Portland area. It reaches into Southwest Washington. It reaches down to Springfield, Eugene, Cottage Grove area. But through the app and through the streaming, we reach Germany. We have downloads in Italy. We have downloads in Bangladesh and Brazil. I mean, Voice of the Shepherd has been downloaded over 13,000 times from people in the Philippines, from people in Russia, from Slovakia. I mean, it is just incredible. Your next mission from God, Julie's show, Australia and New Zealand. We are getting downloads from around the world. I mean, when you were here at Mater Dei Radio, we had a vision, but boy, when we let God, you know, set the limits on that, yeah, it's global.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, the prayer always was, when I was here anyway, the prayer always was, well, we'll put it out on the air, but Lord, you've got to condition what we say and the way people receive it. And I tell you, the calls and letters that we got over the years was just amazing. The miracles that were so profound and so numerous. It's just amazing to see that. I'm really happy to hear that about the worldwide reach that the radio station has moved into. It's just amazing to me.
And of course, you played a part in that. You played your role. You listened to God and said, God, radio, okay. I kind of understand how that feels, because when I was approached to apply for a position that was available, I actually had to be sitting in church looking at God in order to believe that this is where he was leading me. Miracles. It takes miracles. And sometimes the miracle, like for me, I had to actually look at God and go, really? This is what you want me to do? Because if I wasn't in church, I probably would have never considered coming to Mater Dei Radio. And I feel like the family I've been able to be a part of, mm-hmm, that has been for so many years. Maybe, you know, if you think about, you know, this moment in time that all of us are here, you know, Christ knew 2,000 years ago. That in Portland, Oregon, in 2024, in these weeks after Easter, my message will get out to a world in need.
Yeah, it's true. But I can tell you, you know, God really does put his fingerprints on this effort. When we purchased the two frequencies in the Eugene area, the radio station that we replaced and we purchased was a hip hop station. So I can imagine somebody waking up one morning and expecting hip hop and rap and suddenly the rosary is being broadcast. But it was pretty clear very early on that the evil one did not want us to have a presence down there. And very, very, very quickly, a couple of things happened. You know, we have that little transmitter down in Cottage Grove. Interestingly enough, a flash flood came through. They saw Weyerhaeuser property. A flash flood came through, took out just a little small section of the little hut down there, and wiped out the transmitter down there. Then there was a freeze down in the Eugene area. We haven't had another little transmitter. Maybe it's a translator. I forget now. But freeze happened. The only thing that was damaged on that tower was our antenna.
Mm.
And it was as clear that the evil one didn't want us down there. As it turns out, there was another antenna waiting for us in somebody's living room, believe it or not. It was James Boyd. And we were back up and running within very little time, but it was just amazing. It is clear that somebody didn't want us on the air down in Eugene.
Oh, God rest his soul. James Boyd, what a part of this ministry he has been. Everything in this studio was wired and put together by that man. And hopefully we pray his reward in heaven is great. You know, those are miracles, and we see those every day, and we see the evil one working to try to get in the way of us. We will not be stopped.
This
message will not be silenced. And if you have turned on your radio before and just been lost and not known what the decision was, you didn't know where you were going, you didn't know where God was calling you, and you got in your car or you turned on the radio and you heard Mater Dei Radio, and those words were there, that message was there, the path was made clear for you. Well, we are glad that Mater Dei Radio has been a part of your life in some way. So we have $1,615 to go, $1,615. That generous donation has been offered as a match specifically for Father Tony Galati's hour. We're going to get this all in for him, Brian. I think now's the time we're going to really start climbing this hill.
I hope so. We want to hear that phone ring now because it's been a little bit quiet here in the studio. So hop on 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Or go online, MonterdeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. You can go to the website and see our three remaining prayer shawls. We had an update. God's Rainbow and La Primavera are still there, but Tropical Teal has been added. So for a gift of $750 or more, you can ask for one of these three prayer shawls and know that that gift, it's going to be doubled between now and the top of the hour. But we have to hear from you, please, at 888-823-5286. These beautiful prayer shawls brought to us by the ministries of St. Thomas Aquinas in Camas and St. Cecilia's in Beaverton. So the ladies put in so much beautiful work, and every stitch has a prayer, and you just feel it. I mean, it's palpable when you put that around your shoulders or lay it across your lap, the love that has gone into these prayer shawls. And with Mother's Day right around the corner, perfect gift.
Perfect gift, absolutely. And of course, we've talked about those prayer shawls. They pray. They pray as they make those. They pray for the person who will receive that. They don't know who it is, and they don't know their need, but they know that somebody is in need of those prayers. So they offer those prayers to God as they make them. And Our Lady, I think she just disperses those intentions to the person who will receive it. So there is already somebody in mind who are going to receive those. Those prayers have already been deposited into heaven for you. We just need you to call in and let us know you want to receive one of those prayer shawls. You can go online to Mater Dei Radio and look at those colors. That tropical teal, love that. That is a really beautiful color. I think that could go for a man or a woman. Those are just such a beautiful color to receive. So
almost Mariner colors there for the baseball fan in your life.
Almost. It's definitely not Astro colors, is it?
No.
No, it is not. 888-823 1-800-795-2866. I feel like I need to go lock the door because I don't want Patrick coming in here right now. 888-823-5286. That's the number to call.
There he is.
Or go online at MonterdayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.
You rang?
Yeah, we did. We were talking baseball and hoping that you weren't listening. So.
Oh.
You could just imagine.
This season has been rough already, and what are we, 2 weeks in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Okay, hey, George. George makes it every day good for us. Our good friend George is back for a second pledge of the Share-a-thon. Goes to St. Agatha here in Portland. George, thank you so much for all you do for our ministry, and most of all for putting a smile on our face. He is so encouraging. And here's where we stand for the hour. Okay, 15:15 to go. 15:15. I like the alliteration there, but I'd rather it just be all of it's in, okay? So we brought in 2485 and 1515 to go. We're matching dollar for dollar all the way up to $4,000. Had this very generous benefactor over in Forest Grove, and they said, we need to bring it all in. So bring it all home. Help us do it. We hit that lull, and we need to break out of it. 888-823-5286, 888-823, there you go, 5286, MonterdayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app. Let's get ringing and dinging and bring it all in.
So before we go to break, Father Tony, we talked about what hope means to you, but how are we as Catholics able to reflect that to others? There's so much anxiety and depression that's out there in today's society because of all the garbage that we're bombarded with, mm-hmm. but that message of hope here on Mater Dei Radio, but we can go out and we can affect others with that hope. So what advice would you give our audience this morning about, you know, how do we renew other people's hope?
Well, in order for us to renew others, we have to renew ourselves, and the way to renew ourselves is to receive the sacraments on a regular basis, and that specifically would be the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion, and the Mass, and then also Sacrament of Reconciliation. I think when a person is fixed and focused on drawing oneself closer to God, I think that makes it much more easier for us to reach out and become the example to the people around us. There's no shortage of people that need that kind of encouragement. And it really doesn't take a whole lot of effort. I mean, once you fill yourself with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it becomes second nature to you to reach out and spread it. It's not like it's a little piece of pie that is going to be given away and then there's nothing left. There's an infinite pool there. And it's all based on God's love and generosity to us, and that's how we spread it.
And you know, being a part of Catholic Radio for so long, that we're in the seed planting business.
Yeah.
The conversion, that's up to management, but we're just spreading seeds.
We're just spreading the seeds.
Yeah, and we don't know, because we have heard those stories throughout the week of people that were touched, you know, decades ago by something that they heard, and now they're a priest, or now they're involved in some sort of ministry. And so we don't know. And I can't imagine that the people 34 years ago knew that we would end up with a website or with an app that would spread this message around the world. So it goes back to that ripple effect. We're just tossing stones in the water right now, and we have no idea where this is going to take us down the road. But you play a part in that by helping keep Mater Dei Radio going strong. We're going to go to a break to give you the opportunity to call, just like that person did, at 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Make the call now so you don't miss our final segment with Father Tony Galati, or go online, MonterdayRadio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. Back with more Faithful Friday from the Spring Share-a-thon of Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286, the number to call, 888-823-5286. Thank you for that online gift, MonterdayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Last we heard, we needed $1,515, which means a couple of prayer shawls need to find their way out the door, and that would get us to that goal. But when we started the hour, we had $4,000 worth of matching funds, so we don't want to leave any of that money on the table. Let's take full advantage and make this an $8,000 hour for Father Tony Galati, who during the break, we were talking about all the people that we knew from the Diocese of Boise, because we just have some tremendously wonderful, holy men that we call priests next door in Idaho. And Father Tony knows many of those gentlemen because you guys were all classmates.
We all went to school together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so one of them, I'm so excited, is going to be my new pastor at my parish, Father John Mosier, who has just such an incredible vocation story. Yeah. And you and Eric both know Father John.
Yeah, John is a good man. He's a good friend, and he's a saint.
He's on fire. Yeah.
That's true.
So he is going to definitely revitalize so many ministries. And I think we have over 70 at our parish. So we're very excited to welcome Father Mosier when he comes July 1st to start as our new pastor. But, you know, and we mentioned like Father Tim Siegert, Father Nelson Sintros, these guys that you know. But being blessed to watch these gentlemen through the entire process, to have them on the air and be able to interview them as seminarians and watch the whole process, to be there to broadcast that priestly ordination day, those are just things that you wouldn't hear any place else except Catholic radio.
Except Catholic radio. The sadness for me is that I got to know all those guys, and they were all good friends, all of them. But then you get ordained, and you get assigned to a parish where you're working 80 hours a week sometimes,
right.
And it's very hard to stay in touch with some of them.
And every once in a while, there might be a retreat or something where all the priests
get together
and you get to be there as a special guest or something. And it is. It's like a homecoming. And that's what it's been like here this week for Spring Charathon, as Brenda had mentioned. There's just people that this is the only time of year that we get to see them. And it's been 2 years since I was here to take part of the fun. And I've made the most of it this week, Patrick.
You're like that strange cousin that always, you know,
keeps coming around.
Every now and then he comes in for Thanksgiving.
No idea.
And
don't invite Brian
steals
to
all the Tupperware. No, we're glad to have you. It does feel like family around here, and especially when we have Father Tony around. Father Tony also put his money where his mouth is. He made a nice, generous gift, so thank you, Father, for that.
So
and we
welcome.
Will double it in your honor as well.
Thank
so,
you.
Kind of interesting how that all works together there.
Talk about multiplying.
888-823-5286, the number. That's the number Jennifer called from Lake Oswego. She goes to Lake Grove Presbyterian Church. And Jennifer, please be assured of our prayers. We would be honored to pray for you, and thank you for your generous gift. Also, Nancy, she went online at MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app from Holy Redeemer Parish in Vancouver. I think we're going to hear from their deacon this afternoon. So, stick around for that, Nancy. And here's where we stand. We are so close. 515 to go. $515 to go. We have brought in $3,485 on that generous $4,000 dollar-for-dollar match from that very generous benefactor out in Forest Grove. So thank you very much for the gift. And let us double your gift up to $515 more dollars. We need to bring it in before the top of the hour, Brian.
We need a phone blitz. Let's fill up all of those phone lines. 888. 823-5286. We have lots of friendly volunteers, and they're ready to talk to you on the other side of 888-823-5286. Get them all filled up, then we can go over to the website, of course, MatreDayRadio.com, the Hail Mary Media app. It's quick and easy there as well. But we like to hear the phone ring and just that excitement that builds towards the top of the hour.
Father Tony, how many hours of Charathon have you seen this where we get so close? It's like these fast start hours and then it gets real silent.
Yeah.
And now we're sitting here. We're just all standing around here looking at the phone. I'm looking at the screen to see if somebody is going to ding in a pledge. It gets quiet. They always think, oh, it's not as big of an amount anymore. Someone else is going to get
it. I'll wait until the end. No, I'm looking at the weather, and we used to pray for bad weather because people go outside when it's nice out and they don't call. There's
well,
the phone.
It is a nice morning out, and maybe you've got plans to start your weekend early. You've been listening all week. Well, now is the time. There is no more time to waste. There is not going to be another day of Share-a-thon to get your pledge in. Today is the day. So before you get out into this beautiful weather, before you maybe take your little weekend or trip away, make your pledge and know that you have done your part to support Mater Dei Radio. $515 left. What portion can you take? Can you take all of that? Is God bless you and is maybe pulling at you? Just finish this hour for Father Tony. We would be so very grateful. 888-823-5286.
We do have that Our Lady of Guadalupe votive candle, and it's about 2.5 inches tall. It was made in Italy. It's beautiful. It has that vintage design on the front and the mystical rose prayer on the back. We only have 50 of these. Well, that's what we started out with. I don't think we
have
50
less
anymore.
For sure.
So you definitely want to get your hands on this because I think they're all going to be gone before the lunch hour. So for a gift of $120 or more, you get this. You get that great Padre Pio water bottle, and that's just $10 a month. Surely we can even find that in change in our couch, I think, $10 a month. So if you can stretch that budget, find 10 extra dollars a month, invest that in Mater Dei Radio, because we have an opportunity to have a huge hour with Father Tony, and we're only $515 away. So let's hear from you. 888-823-5286. That's the number that that person just called, and we thank you for that call. Or you can go online, materdeiradio.com, in the Hail Mary Media app. Some encouragement, Father Tony. I mean, you've been giving it all hour, but, you know, if those people are out there on the fence, we got to get them off the fence and picking up
there.
The phone.
I'm counting the minutes. That, I think the phones are going to start ringing here in about 3 minutes.
There you go.
$395. Oh. $395 is what we have. 888-823-5286. That is the number to call. You know, we have these beautiful gifts available. Just a way that we can say thank you for that. Go online to materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. Thank you so much. That little bit of phone blitz. What portion of $395 can you take for Father Tony this hour? It is the last day of Share-a-thon, and he is joining us today to help us reach these goals. 888-823-5286. This is when we start to watch. We're waiting. We're looking. Are you the one that's going to call and get us over the edge? Yes.
You
yes,
are.
You are the one.
No, you. There you go. Thank you. That's the one I was talking about. You. Thank you so much for making that call. But some final words here before we ask for your prayer.
Oh, gosh. You know what? It's been on my mind since Holy Week. I would encourage all of your listeners to seriously consider increasing the frequency they receive the sacrament of reconciliation.
Beautiful.
There is no doubt in my mind that the grace that flows with that sacrament is incredible. It's like a fire hose.
Yes.
pouring grace down into the hearts of those that are there. And I would just encourage people to take if they're not so inclined to go to confession often, maybe increase the frequency a little bit more. If you're doing it every couple of months, I would do it every month. Just because of the grace that's there. It just flows like unbelievably. So that's my encouragement for the day.
Beautiful.
Well, that is excellent encouragement. That is all that we need to hear right now. And of course, the other thing you need to hear right now is we had a great phone blitz. Sarah's smiling. Sarah had to pick up the phone and take a pledge. So, well, I believe it in my heart that we have reached that goal. And so, Father Tony, it's just been such a wonderful opportunity to have you with us. Will you please lead us in prayer and your priestly blessing?
Yes, I will. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of another day and another opportunity to proclaim your holy name. We ask you to bless this radio station, its ministry, its listeners, its supporters, its volunteers, its board, and its staff. We ask you to bless the broadcast itself. Temper it, touch the people's hearts that it's going to receive, and draw them ever closer to yourself. This is a wonderful ministry, Lord, and we thank you for the gift of it. We ask you to build it up even more. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, they're coming in now, Father Tony. You obviously have, you know, the person you have called has answered for sure. Boy, Patrick, kind of a phone blitz out there going on right now. Are we getting close?
We're 1:30 away, and I'm not sure what they're writing out there. So I think it might be safe to say that we did get it, but I don't know for 100% certainty. So 1:30 is what we're away. And Catherine helped us get on the way from Our Lady of the Lake. Was there a message that said we got it? 100
wow.
Left. Okay, so Catherine and Lake Oswego at Our Lady of the Lake gave us a online gift at MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. $100 to get the $4,000 match all the way in the barn. Who's it going to be?
I think it's you.
You're being called. 888-823-5286. Listen to what Brian said.
It's you right there. 888-823-5286. Let's be sure. I'm sure there's somebody out there. $10 a month, that'll put us over and guarantee that we do get all $8,000 this hour. So let's hear from you, please. Thank you. 888-823-5286.
As we wrap up this hour with you, Father Tony, Brenda earlier mentioned, and I certainly know from firsthand experience, how long and how involved you were with this incredible ministry. What, just off the top of your head, what is your favorite or share-a-thon memory from all those years that you've put into this ministry?
Oh, gosh. Probably the best is the first share-a-thon I did. We were dying on the vine. It was Friday afternoon, about 4:30, 5 o'clock. The phones were not ringing. And I remember going into the accounting office, and Sharon and Ann were in there. And for whatever reason, I just started spontaneously praying and asking the Lord to send and the Blessed Mother to send us donors. Boom! The phone started ringing, and they didn't stop until we closed up at 7 o'clock. We ended up exceeding our $200,000 goal by about $12,000. And it was just, we went from rags to riches in the space of 2 hours. I think that's probably my favorite memory. But there's so many. I just love share-a-thon, so.
Oh, well, we just love being able to welcome you back here and hope that, what we've been able to do since the years that you were our executive director will make you proud, because you are definitely a part of that.
Oh, I'm very proud of you guys. You have no idea.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Father Tony. So I think we did get a thumbs up while you were talking there. And Aaron, he had to take a pledge right here in the main studio. So what a miracle. What a miracle hour it was. So, Father Tony, thank you so much.
All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, new hour, new guest, and I know we're going to have a new goal. So let's get started quickly. Make the call during the break at 888-823-5286, the fifth and final day of Spring Share-a-thon at Mater Dei Radio.